I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 659, Time Wasters. If I'm a betting man, which I'm really not, I would bet that when you hear those words, time wasters, you didn't have any trouble understanding what I was talking about. I'm quite sure that examples of time wasting can easily come to your mind as they can to mine. All the time we throw away on things that, at their best, don't really matter, and at their worst, can actually be harmful to our spiritual health. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments that Jesus gave us, which are to focus our lives loving God intentionally with everything we've got, and then letting that love flow into other people's lives by how we treat them. In this first week of 2022, let's look at time wasters. Now, mine may not be yours, and yours may not be mine, but we all have them. So the question today is, what's the single biggest time waster in your life, and how can you redeem the time? Give me about 5 minutes to slow down. It'll be well worth your time. Share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you that same question, pray with you about making the most of your days, and letting you love God and love others in a more time-effective way. Yesterday, we talked about the positive spiritual disciplines that we can practice in 2022 that will help us love God and others better this year. Today is the other side of the coin, time wasters, those habits that hurt our formation into Christ-likeness. Now, it's not that they're evil monsters or completely sinful in and of themselves. No, it's more about the amount of time and energy that we give those things that actually harm us and take us away from loving those around us. So what am I talking about? Well, I don't really need to tell you, do I? But the list includes, first of all, the phone, that little computer in your hands that seemingly does everything. Games, news, sports, weather, email, text, websites. Hey, it even actually makes phone calls. The television. How much of a time waster is the television for you? Social media, now that could be on your phone or it could be on your computer. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Hobbies. Hobbies are not bad unless they're out of balance. Video games or any other kind of games. And whatever other time wasters come to your mind, what would you put in that category for you? Paul told the Ephesians to make the most of your time because the days are evil. And in Colossians 4:5, someone paraphrased it like this. Do everything you can to make up for lost territory. Make the most of every moment you have right now and do everything you can to recover those precious moments and opportunities that you thought were lost forever. I like that. The Lord wants us connected to one another more than He wants us connected to the World Wide Web. Think about the one another passages in Scripture. Love one another. Forgive one another. Encourage one another, admonish one another, pray for one another, confess your sins to one another, accept one another. It's hard to one another when we're knee-deep in our time wasters each day. And you know what? You can track it. My phone, for example, has this handy-dandy feature that tells me how long I've been on the phone during the day, and it breaks it down into games, calls, internet, etc. However you do it, maybe you would take an inventory in this first week or so of 2022 of your habits. How much time do you really spend on the computer or on television or phone or hobbies or social media? You might be surprised at how much you underestimate the time that you've wasted time on those things. Here's the great question. What is the single biggest time waster in your life and how can you redeem the time? Let's pray this prayer from Renner.org. Lord, I ask you to help me make up for time and opportunities I lost or wasted along the way in my life. You've been good to give me many possibilities for success, to witness, and to advance in life. But I've not taken advantage of everything that you've tried to give me. Forgive me for not being more serious or more thoughtful in the past. I ask you for wisdom to know what I need to do to regain those things that I've lost. Without you, I know that lost opportunity is gone forever. But with your grace helping me, I can regain the things I've lost and buy back the time I've squandered. Thank you for helping me as I set my heart to do the things that will enable me to recoup what I've lost earlier in life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 660. But in the meantime, just saying, I won't waste time this year, won't work. The best approach is to admit there's a problem and then replace the time waster with a time redeemer. Rick Renner wrote, "Time is precious, and it is a fact that you cannot turn back the clock. Time once spent is gone. But if you're willing to repent and put forth the effort to correct your mistakes, God's grace will go a long way in enabling you to buy back a lot of time, opportunity, territory, or testimony that you previously lost. The Holy Spirit can and will help you redeem the time." Podcast family, let's not squander the days God gives us in 2022. To redeem the time this year starts with talking about our time wasters.